Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Brianne. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Hey, Brianne. This is Ms. Kenesha Cook. I was calling. I'm recently unemployed, and I was trying to see about filing unemployment compensation.
Okay. No worries. I can definitely assist you with that today. Do you mind if I have your Social Security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 420-08-5209.
Okay, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Excuse me. Have you ever filed unemployment before?
No.
Okay, let's see. It's showing on here. Actually, let me get you to verify some information first before I jump to conclusions. Okay, can you verify your name for me?
Kenesha Cook.
Okay, can you verify your driver's license number?
666-5402.
Okay, thank you. And your mother's maiden name? It's a different, that one's not right. The maiden name. Nope. Different one.
Connor?
Yes, that's it. Thank you. Let's see. I have to do the same thing whenever I answer that question. I'm so sorry.
About it for a minute.
Yeah, because like on here it's showing that you have a claim that was filed on January, February, March, April, May 9th of 21. And that wasn't you, right?
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to reach out to a higher department than mine because whenever we have any inclination that it could be, you know, a situation where someone has unauthorized, you know, I can't think of the word I'm trying to say, has used your information, you know, to do this, then it's a big problem. And so let me try to reach out real quick. I'm going to get them to look into it a little further before I say for certain because that, you know, that might not be the case. I just want to make sure that your information is safe and that we're able to get your claim pushed through, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on a brief hold, all right?
That's fine. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it very much. Okay, I just sent in a message just letting them know what I've found so far, and I'm getting them to look further into it real fast. So I'm going to put you on another hold unless you have any questions or anything that we could, you know, I could answer for you during this time. And if there is an issue at hand, then I'm going to have to transfer you to a department that is better able to deal with those types of situations, but I'm hopeful that maybe it's just a mix-up of some kind instead. So.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if you don't have any questions at this moment, then I'm going to put you back on a brief hold, but I'll be checking back with you periodically and letting you know I'm not letting you hanging, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. As of right now, I'm still waiting on a response. I just wanted to let you know what was going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to be transferring you, okay, to our Tier 2 department. So it was very nice to talk to you. I hope that you enjoy your day, and I hope that they're able to resolve this issue if there is one for you, and I hope that you're able to file easily and that it gets accepted quickly, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. It's not a problem at all. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Uh-oh, hang on, I got to actually transfer you before I can say bye-bye. I'm sorry, I'm jumping the gun. All right. All right, have a good one.